She wants to settle her mind, a floating thing like a feather fallen from the heavens, rocking downward, catching on a leaflet, or seized by an eager child's outstretched hand. She reads the poem once more, knowing it is drenched in sorrow for what can't be caught, what will never rest and stay on leaves. 1600 years ago, a poet brushes shapes on paper, praising the slim white feet of a lady who is washing in the shallows of a lake, wondering at a man in a white boat, and how each vanishes when the moon is doused by cloud. She wants to lose herself in the moonlight and the delicate, bright imaginings of the poet with his ink and brushes. But sleep, like some inexorable silt, keeps weighting her body until she sinks to the lake bottom, where is no moonlight, save fire streaks on the water overhead. Sleep rummages inside her body, seeks whatever it can find, spreading nightmare panic from place to place. She loses light, dreams death. Her mind darkens behind a cloud.